Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Raven has basically started shop vacking his yard to get rid of the acorns, and he believes it's the 12 evil squirrels that keep doing this to him.
Real trouble.
Star 99.9, today's best mix.
It's a family up in there. They make a lot of noise. They laugh at me and my dogs while I'm out there in the yard. I got to pick up all the branches they knock down every day. There's at least 100, 200 acorns they put down every single day. I vacuum in with the shop vac.
I think squirrels are cute, but 1-800-330-9999. How do you get rid of squirrels in your yard?
I use a have-a-heart trap. That way you don't kill them, and then you relocate them at least 8 or 10 miles away, because if you leave them 1 or 2 miles away, they'll come back.
Yeah, my father used to capture them, and then he would spray paint their tails, Anna. That way he would know if it was them when they came back.
So weird.
Right. Yeah, he would do it. He started with, like, earth tones, you know. He started with a little bit of black, a little bit of brown, but then he's like, you know what?
Neon pink.
Right, it starts to fade a little bit. He used to go with that safety cone orange.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
A little spray of that, and then you would know.
Yeah, the have hard trap work.
He also used to pee around his own shed because he thought it would keep away the foxes.
Yeah.
In downtown New Britain. Urban environment. What is that guy doing? Oh, he's taking care of the foxes and the skunks.
Yep, he's a humanitarian.
He had, like, a bottle of pee in his shed at all times, just in case. What? Just in case he wasn't able to go when he needed it in the future.
It's like when I had to buy all that coyote pee on Amazon.com.
I remember that.
Yeah, to get rid of the voles in my yard.
Yeah, and Raven, what do I do about these squirrels?
Yeah, you got to shoot them.
What?
Yeah, you got to shoot the squirrels.
Yeah, got them.
Shoot them?
Yeah.
With a gun?
Mercies for the week, Anna.
Yeah, you got to shoot the squirrels, and then what you do is you do leave the dead squirrels in the yard so that the other squirrels that come around sort of see them. And they're intimidated and think, wow, I don't want to be in this yard.
Well, while I support the right for, number one, for us to bear arms, number two, for us to take care of invasive species, because they're invasive in my yard, Anna. They're invading my yard right there.
Uh-huh.
Your yard.
Yeah, yeah. But my neighbors, you know, like, I don't think I can go popping off around my house because of my neighbors. And then leaving the carcasses around the yard, I got a feeling my wife is not going to go for that. The dogs might be into it.
Yeah, I think you could do whatever you want in your yard, because really what we're trying to do here is show the squirrels who's boss of your yard.
Let me ask you a question. You actually do this? You shoot squirrels in your yard?
Well, I don't have to anymore because I shot them all already.
Oh.
That's how I fixed my problem.
I mean, it's definitive.
Yep.
Can't argue with that.
You got to shoot those squirrels.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it.